Good evening, Rabotai. The Shulchan Aruch quotes a Gemara. The Gemara tells us that just like all of the other tefillot of the day have a set time, so too tefillat ha-musafim has a set time. Preferably, l'chatechila, a person is supposed to any day that has musaf, whether it's Shabbat, Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, whatever, a person has to pray musaf, preferably. It can start already from Netzach Hamah, and pray until the seventh hour of the day, which is one hour after Chatzot. That's preferably a person who prays after the seventh hour of the day. The Gemara says, Nikra Poshea. You shouldn't pray after that. Nevertheless, if a person, for whatever reason, did not pray Musaf until that time, a person's able to pray Musaf until Shkiat Achama. Now, unlike other tefillot that have Tashlumin, Tefillat Musaf has no Tashlumin, which means if you miss Tefillat Musaf, there's no making up for it. Just unlike Arvit, Shacharit, Mincha, you can make up for. Tefillat Musaf is keneged korbanot ha-musafim. That, the Gemara says, kivan she'avar zmano batein korbano. Once the time for Musaf passes, there's no way to make it up. There's another interesting halakha that Manan brings down in Siman Shpevav with regards to Tefillat Musaf, is that a person should preferably, although you have until the seventh hour to be called a poshea, but a person should even finish it before then, before Chatzot. Why? Once Chatzot hits, now that's the beginning time, some say from Chatzot, some say from the half hour after Chatzot, but preferably, by Chatzot, a person should finish praying Musaf, because once Chatzot comes, it's already Zman Tefillat Mincha. Now, what do you do if you haven't prayed Musaf yet, and now it's time for Mincha? On the one hand, according to the order of the day, it should go Shacharit, Musaf, Mincha, because Korban Musaf was brought before Korban Tamid, Shilben Arbaim. On the other hand, you know, logic dictates that according to Tadir Sheno Tadir, Tadir Kodem dictates that what was more common, which korban was more common, which tefillah is more common, the tefillah of tefillat mincha is more common than tefillat musaf. Therefore, the poskim say avoid it. Try to pray musaf before. If a person did not, and now he's in that situation, the way Maran brings down the halacha is betzibur. For instance, this can happen sometimes on Yom Kippur. Sometimes they take a long time, and now by the time they start tefillat musaf, it's already mincha time. Betzibur, so we don't want people to make a mistake. You pray mincha, musaf first, and then mincha. But if it's only yachid in the situation, the halacha is that the yachid, an individual, should pray mincha first and only then musaf, because of the law of tadir, the more frequent of two mitzvot, comes first. Baruch Adonai l'olam, amen v'amen. Amen.